Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, boy. The three knuckleheads that were on for the last 4 hours having a conversation on their way out the door that I will not share on the air, especially if I want to keep working here. This is Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. I am Jack Hillgrove. This is The Fan Evening Show. Thanks for being along for the journey with us until 10:35 tonight. We're going to talk about the Steelers. We'll get into Pittsburgh in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll get into everything heading into the bye week with Chris Halleck of DK Pittsburgh Sports. We'll get into college football at 8 o'clock. But I wanted to begin this show tonight with the Pittsburgh Pirates. And again, it's tough because I'm not on the air every day. And I fear at times that, you know, sometimes you're beating the dead horse. You're driving the point into the ground, especially if you're a day or two behind, but I'm not on the air here every day, and I only get so many opportunities to really drive my opinion home. And like you, and many of you out there listening, I'm a passionate fan of every team that plays in this town, and a passionate fan of the Pittsburgh Pirates. And it's layered. The opinion for me comes in a couple of different spots. Number one, I think the decision to extend Don Kelly as the Pirates manager ultimately ended up being a good one. And again, I think I've said this before, a large chunk of what I think is responsible when you sit in this chair and do this job is own up to the takes that maybe weren't right in the end, or, you know, maybe take a victory lap when it ends up panning out your way. I said at the beginning of the Don Kelly era that I thought that he was too closely associated with the Derek Shelton way of doing things, and that if this team were to move on from Derek Shelton, and it did, I did not think Don Kelly was the 2026 answer. I thought that he was just the stopgap for the remainder of this season. And again, too closely associated with the Derek Shelton dumpster fire to where if they are truly committed to bringing winning baseball back to Pittsburgh, let's start from scratch and get a new, fresh voice in that spot. Well, it turns out that that new, fresh voice and that new way of doing things is Don Kelly, which leads me to wonder what the hell went on for the last 5-plus years with Derek Shelton and Don Kelly, and why there was such a disconnect between the manager and the bench coach, and why maybe the Don Kelly way of going about things, because it is way more old school. And we saw that throughout the rest of the 2025 campaign. We saw that Don Kelly's way of operating and managing a baseball team was incredibly different than Derek Shelton's. More passionate, more fiery, and a little bit more reliant on the instincts than the analytics. And it all worked out as well as it could after a 12-6 Derek Shelton dumpster fire to start the 2025 season. So I'm willing to eat crow. I'm willing to walk it back and say, you know what? I'm pretty happy with Don Kelly as the manager of this team moving forward. And now, breaking in the last hour or so, according to John Heyman, it looks like Don Kelly is really going to put his stamp on this organization as the team's manager. Oscar Marine, no longer the Pirates pitching coach. And on my way into the building, Andrew and Chris were talking about it and mentioned the disconnect maybe between Paul Skeens and Oscar Marine as this team's pitching coach, which, you know, you want to make that guy happy as much as possible. And if that is the true reason why Oscar Marine was not brought back for 2026, then that goes to show you that, in my mind, that goes to show you what Paul Skeens did. And obviously, from an on-the-field perspective, he's probably going to win the Cy Young. But what Paul Skeens did on the field and the way he spoke off the field carried a lot of weight in the front office. And now it looks like because of it, the Pirates will have a new pitching coach. But we go back to the Pirates' way of doing things, the backwards way of doing things, it seems. And right now, Matt Haig still has a job. Oscar Marine had a top 10 pitching staff in all of baseball, starters and bullpen. And a lot of that had to do with the best pitcher in baseball. And as it pertains to Paul Skeens right now, he's on track to be one of the best pitchers of all time. A lot of the, 3.59 team ERA this year, top 10 in the league, whatever it was, had to do with Paul Skeens being as good as he is. I understand that. But if you're going to look at it black and white through the numbers, the fact that Oscar Marine guided the pitching staff to a sub-4 ERA, top half in the bigs, and he's out of a job, and Matt Haig oversaw one of the worst hitting displays a major league team put on a 162-game season ever, is an ass-backwards way of doing things. And to be quite honest with you, it's par for the course for the guys that are employed in the front office as the team president and general manager. I was pretty darn fired up. What was that, yesterday? For the Don Kelly press conference? Kelly talking about being heartbroken in 1992. I was a fan first. It still drives me to bring winning baseball back to Pittsburgh, and it's going to happen. I'm, of course, paraphrasing, but that's pretty much what Don Kelly said at one point in the press conference yesterday. And I'm like, all right, he's hitting all the buzzwords, and he's making me excited about Pirates baseball as much as you can be heading into 2025. And then Ben Cherington is back as this team's general manager in 2026. That news becomes public. It pretty much became public when, as Ben was tossing it to Donnie Kelly in the press conference, he says, fired up to keep working with you, man. And as I was watching it, I said, huh, fired up to keep working with you. Well, for somebody that doesn't want that guy to be employed by this organization anymore, that's not that great of a sign. And ultimately confirmed, Ben Cherington will be back as this team's general manager in 2025. It's quite simple. If you are committed to bringing playoff baseball back to Pittsburgh,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get rid of the general manager that's responsible for the last dumpster fire of the last half decade. The 450 or whatever the hell it is winning percentage since 2020. Seven straight losing seasons. And wasting yet another year of having the best pitcher in the game on your staff. We're going to bring that guy back. We're going to allow that guy to conduct an incredibly crucial offseason. Because I have no doubt in my mind that with the right manager, and I, again, willing to walk it back, I think Don Kelly can be that guy. I think Don Kelly has enough connections across baseball to build a staff that could help this team win, a much better and more competent staff than Derek Shelton had for the last five plus years. I have confidence that Donnie Kelly can do that if given the opportunity to do so. But the other half of the equation has to be a competent general manager. And with that in mind, I truly have no doubt that in going into the 2025 season, there was an avenue for the Pirates to contend for the playoffs this season. The Cincinnati Reds did it. The Cincinnati Reds did not make any earth-shattering moves. They brought in Gavin Lux and relied on their young core. But they hired Terry Francona. Like, the manager matters in this equation. And Don Kelly can be that guy, but not without competency in the general manager seat. It's quite literally that simple. Again, the Cincinnati Reds did it coming into 2025. They got the right guy in there. They were aggressive and got the right guy in the spot that needed to be in that spot. They're playing tonight. They are playing the Los Angeles Dodgers. And what makes it so much more frustrating, and it's not like the Reds had this astronomical hill to climb and flip it around. They only won 83 games. That's all it takes in a six-team National League playoff, a six-team Major League playoff in both leagues. 82, 83, 84 wins. At the very least, you're in the hunt in the final week of the regular season, just like the Mets and the Reds were. The Pirates won 76 games in 2024. You don't mean to tell me that the right manager and the right general manager can manufacture 7-8 more wins from season 1 to 24 to 25 or from 25 to 26? It could be done, and it will be done next year. Will it be done by the Pirates? With a new general manager, I would give this team a shot. But if Ben Cherington couldn't figure out a way to improve this team in the offseason of 2024 into the 2025 season, getting from 76 to 82. Again, 6, 7, 8 wins is all it took. 6, 7, or 8 more wins is all it took for the Pirates to be competitive in 2025 into the last week of the regular season. If Ben Cherington couldn't figure out how to make this team better by winning only 6, 7, 8 more games, he's definitely not going to do it by trying to get this team to win 15 more games. 71-91 was the final record in 2025. 5 games worse than the year before. And again, all of this stuff is incredibly obvious. And if I'm beating the dead horse, I'm sorry. But I have to get it off my chest. If this owner and this team president are truly passionate about bringing playoff baseball back to Pittsburgh, the owner had a statement at the end of the season and it said it was unacceptable. Travis Williams said as much in the Don Kelly press conference. If you're truly that committed, Ben Cherington should not be here. Ben Cherington has had enough of a sample size and enough of a horrendous track record. The trade deadline should have been the final straw, and it wasn't. And now we're going to rely upon this guy to conduct yet another offseason. An offseason where the stakes are higher and the tasks are tougher. It has me question, truly, how bad these people want to bring playoff baseball back to Pittsburgh. And it should make you all question it as well. 412-928-9370, that's the number. We'll get to your phone calls towards the end of the hour. Noah Hiles does a tremendous, tremendous job covering this team. But he's only one half of the Pirates beat at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. The other half is Colin Beasley. Colin will join us next. It's 6:18, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency to get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Again, Colin Beasley of the PG will join us next, and then we'll get into your phone calls at the end of the hour at 412-928-9370. Don Kelly back, Ben Cherington back. How do you feel about the Pirates heading into 2026? 412-928-9370. Colin Beasley will join me next. I'm Jack Hillgrove with you until 10:35 tonight. This is the Fan Evening Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.